Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to let go of your fears and limiting beliefs? Ready to live in the moment? Ready to live a positive life by creating new habits? You're in the right place. Join us every week at the Reinvent Yourself to Greatness with Sahar show to learn how to create the happy life you always wanted and deserve now.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your host, Sahar Andrade, and as usual, I'm with you every Wednesday at 5 p.m. in our Reinvent Yourself to Greatness with Sahar show. I am so excited today to do this podcast for many, many reasons, actually. One of them is that the one that is my co-host today is Coach Era Venari, and she is not only one of the people that I admire and admire what she does, but I also she's a very good friend. And I believe that whatever she has to offer is awesome for all of us, especially women, and I just thought to invite her today to our podcast so she can add value to whatever we are giving you every week. Before we go forward, I would like to have some housekeeping items. The guest call-in number is 215-383-3736, 215-383-3736. And we have Coach Eva Venari with us on the phone. So let me introduce a little bit of Eva information to you, and she will do more after we let her in. So Eva is the real deal, and I can tell you that for a fact. After being repeatedly told by the medical community that she was not destined that she was destined to be on a cocktail of various medication throughout her life, Southern California native Eva Venari began a 20-plus years of a self-driven journey to heal herself with a foundation grounded in nature's ways of health. In 2011, with a solid background in information technology, and the architectural stone industry, she codified her holistic and natural wellness approaches to found self-nutrition. And she will be talking to you about what does that stand for. With credential in personal nutrition, hair mineral analysis, and nutritional balancing science, Venari brings decades of study with profound passion for sharing her methodology to any and all who are open and prepared for tangible and measured change. To date, her teachings and supplements with self have helped women and men of all ages overcome countless ailments, including chronic fatigue, insomnia, anxiety, heartburn, poor memory, itchy skin, fibromyalgia, and a host of other issues. And that takes us to our subject today. Our subject today is basically stop fatigue and burnout. So if you are tired of being tired, if you wake up every day feeling like you didn't have enough rest or enough sleep, if you drag your feet every single day, knowing that there is so much that needs to be done, knowing there is so much that you can do, you know that you have so much potential inside yourself, but you're still feeling, if I just had some energy, you know, and let me tell you, like Eva is going to share that with you, a Red Bull drink is not going to really help you, because after a few hours, you will just crash back to whatever you were. So just to remind you of our email address on how to reach us, we would love to hear from you. It's info@reinventyourselftogreatness.com, and our website to subscribe to our podcast is www.reinventyourselftogreatness.com. So I'm going to introduce Eva to you right now, and before doing that, let me give you her website. It's www.hairanalysisforhealth.com, www.hairanalysisforhealth.com. Eva, welcome to our podcast. We would like to welcome you here, and it's so great to have you on our podcast today. You want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. First of all, that was a most moving introduction. Yes,
I love the fact that we have known each other, even just a short while, but we've become best friends. And this was an honor to be invited onto your show. So thank you for having me. And it was a long journey to where I am today. And I'm so glad that I've been able to be sick early so that as I'm getting better, I can then inform and help other people who are now where I have been. And I tend to work with women who have been, especially women who have been in the place where I've been, in a busy professional who just, you know, they have so much to do. They're trying to get it all done. And they're not just stressed out. They're not just tired. If they go to sleep for 2 weeks, they're still not going to wake up refreshed. It's that exhausted. It's that, oh my God, I am dragging my feet. If I can just pull the covers up over my head, you know, for a week and let the world go by, it would be helpful. But maybe it's not. And so I learned what it was that was causing the problems to build up over time, and then able to help that with others to overcome all of these different illnesses. Because once you get into a chronic state, it's really hard to reverse. But there's things that you can do, simple everything that you can do, and I'd love to share that with the listeners today. Yeah.
I know that. We hear it a lot. It's a common subject that it's popping up more and more right now. It's being tired of feeling tired all the time. And you just mentioned chronic. You want to explain to us a little bit what does chronic means?
So it's one thing to be, I'm tired, I want to take a nap, you know, and then wake up the next day and you feel like your energy is reserved, you know, is back online. It's quite another when you're not just tired and exhausted from day to day, but it lasts for so long that now you have repercussions. It's that the rolling, ongoing avalanche of symptoms that pop up with exhaustion, because when you're exhausted, when you're tired, your body doesn't get a chance to rejuvenate. And when that happens, you can end up with an additional amount of symptoms like anxiety, insomnia, depression. They all seem to go hand in hand, and that's just the beginning.
So what would you think, or how would you describe the signs of being chronically fatigued? It's like, how would I know that I'm not just tired because I worked hard today, or maybe right. It was the weekend and I had one more glass of wine that I shouldn't have, you know? But if I wake up a single day feeling tired, what do you think should come to my mind? And I know, wait a second, this is not normal. This is what Eva has been talking about. This is what chronic fatigue looks like. So what would I feel? What would be the symptoms?
It comes to a place where, and this is something that I hear a lot of people who call my hotline, I say, what's going on? They've kind of lost all ability to believe that their body is working for them. They almost feel like when they got in line to get their body that they were cheated, that things are not working. They're not ever going to work. And they've lost all faith, you know? And this despair shows up as, I'm not just complaining about being tired. Now I'm complaining about the fact that I've been complaining about being tired for so long. You know, and you catch yourself in this really bad attitude. It's just a constant, everything is going wrong. I can't seem to get things going my way. And it does. It affects our life in down to every level. We become very blinded and focused on the pain. You no longer have the ability to go out and enjoy a glass of wine with friends. Like you said, I remember a time when it would take me 4 days to overcome one glass of wine. And this was when I was in my late 20s. You know, that shouldn't happen. That was a sign.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 So that's just a thing.
Do you want to share your hotline number with us?
Absolutely. Hotline number is really easy. It's 408-800-SELF.
It's, can you repeat it?
Yes, I can. It's 408-800-SELF. I believe that's 7353.
Okay, SELF is S as in Sam, E as in Echo, L as in Larry, and F as in Frank. I hope you jotted that down, you guys.
I can do better than that. S stands for supplement, E stands for energy, L stands for lifestyle, F stands for food, and that is the basis and foundation for self-nutrition.
Awesome. Do you, Eva, I know that us as womanpreneur and fearless womanpreneuristas that we are,
yes,
we always worry about so much that we want to accomplish. So being tired is not really helping us reach our potential to the fulfilled life that we dream of. So do you think it's an epidemic?
I do. When we have a lifestyle that is, and a society that is pushing us to do more, to be more, to feel proud almost of being tired. It's like we wear it as a badge and we say, I'm tired because I got all of this accomplished. But did we really get it accomplished according to our highest possibility? Because when you're tired, you can't give it your full 100%. You can only give it a portion. Even you can have a to-do list a mile long and you can, you know, cross them off one at a time. But if you can't enjoy the fruits of your labor, what good is that?
Absolutely. I hear you. And I want to remind our listeners that the guest call-in number is 215-383-3736. The phone number to call in is 215-383-3736. If you have any questions, please dial in and ask Coach Eva Venari, and she will be able to answer your questions. Okay, Eva, that's really, that's mind-boggling. I mean, it's just, okay, I knew a little bit about being tired, but I didn't know it went actually that deep. I guess my next question for you, do you think that being tired all the time can cause health problems, or is it health problems that cause us to be tired all the time, or how they are related?
They're definitely is a link between them. We're finding more and more that there's a correlation between how we think and how our body is responding. So you've got that one direction of how we're experiencing our life and what we think about it and our belief systems and how that affects our health. And then you have cases, too, where our environment around us, toxic metals, toxic chemicals, you know, toxins in our food, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink. It's about being aware of what we're bringing into our body. And those are doing harm to us on a level that we don't necessarily see. It's invisible to us, right? So it's causing some sort of an imbalance in the body that our bodies then have to overcome. And that can cause a popping up of different instances of problems like allergies, for example. People think that that's a thing that you get that's passed down through the family and almost genetic, and it's not. It's an environmental thing, just like they're finding out type 2 diabetes is environmental, not so much what's outside, but environmental as in everybody in the family eats the same way. They have a lifestyle in a similar fashion, and so naturally, if you're all doing the same thing, you're going to have the same problems. So, yeah, I can definitely see how you can create yourself an illness through lifestyle and also in belief systems. So, and then you've got issues that are related to genetics, for sure. So you can have problems with, I have a client right now who has Parkinson's disease, and he was diagnosed with it, and I'm not saying I could cure it. I'm not a cure-all, but I can help with symptoms. And so this individual has been on the program for a little over a year, and he had reported that when he started, he had to stop playing golf. He had lost all of his upper body strength. And, of course, you know, you can't do anything with your upper body, which golf requires. And so within that time frame of then to now, a little over a year, I get his retest packet with the information written on the form that says, by the way, I've been able to take back up my golf game, and all the tremors that were related to Parkinson's disease appear to be gone. So that's a big change. It's a lifestyle change for people. So things that are genetic can be helped. Yeah, and things that are environmental can definitely be helped.
So is your program some kind of like go back to nature or go back to basics, or it depends on natural products, or is it something like that, or it's different theology?
Oh, my gosh. It's both. And it's such a big subject, but I want to try to keep it as simple as possible, just because it is such a huge subject matter. Yes, we want to look at the natural products being able to learn how to read your labels, you know, when we go grocery shopping or even when we're picking out our shampoos and our lotions, these things make a difference. But ultimately, nutritional balancing is all about the purposeful things that we do every day that can make a difference long-term in our health. And so that purposeful living, it changes our lifestyle patterns, it changes what we eat, it changes how well our body can then heal based on all of that. But it really comes down to specific nutritional supplementation for the body. And
wow.
It's that relationship between the minerals in the body that determine how much energy you have, and that energy is what's used to overcome all those environmental factors we've been talking about, including the stress of our life. You know, the kids who need help with the homework. It's the husband who, you know, he's going to have to stay late or can't get to pick up the kids at soccer, or, you know, he's got tons of things coming at you, the boss, the bills that need to get paid, all of these things. And that's an added stress on our life too. So the more energy we have, the better we are equipped to handle all of those things as they come at us.
Wow. What do you think, what would you say that that you have seen in cases that you have helped or clients that you have helped? How is being tired all the time or being fatigued all the time affect their life? Or can it affect other things in their life rather than just being not able to do something?
Well, I'm just thinking back to, so I have a client right now who was a recluse in his own life and could not participate in raising his 5 kids, couldn't participate in being a husband to do, you know, things he liked to do with his wife. And so he was definitely absent from his life. Well, that affects, sure, your relationships, whether or not you're able to feel good about whether or not you are participating and being a part, a productive part of not just society, but your own family. So this can affect you as a person. If you think how you think about yourself, you know, whether or not you're a good person, that's a big deal. So if you can then slowly build up that energy and build that confidence and build the muscle of being able to be productive again, that's quite transformative.
Wow, I didn't really think about that. Like my whole mind was just thinking about work. But of course, because when this affects someone, it actually affects their whole life, business and professional.
Yeah.
And we care more about our loved ones in our life than anything else. I mean, more than anything else. I never thought about it that way. Wow. Wow, that's
yeah.
Amazing. I mean, it's just... So would you tell someone who's fatigued like that just to go to sleep like for a week? I'm being funny, I know.
We kind of tease about that in this case, but you do, when you're that tired, you feel like you want to. It's not going to help. So even if you were to go to sleep for
help.
A week, it's not enough. It has to do with the underlying relationship of those core relationships of those minerals inside the body. And if those are out of balance, you're going to spend your whole life trying to overcome them. Because whatever imbalances we have, they're given to us through the womb from our mothers, you know, while we're being formed. And so whatever she has is an imbalance passed to us in the womb, and, you know, as a baby. And then we spend our whole lives overcoming that as our environmental factors, the food that we eat and, you know, the water we drink and how we live our life.
Wow.
So, yeah, you could be born. People think that when we're born perfect. And while we may have 10 fingers and 10 toes, there's other things going on, like more invisible things that we can't necessarily figure out until symptoms arise. And then we're busy chasing down symptoms, and that's a big thing. Like I spent years hunting down and trying to kill symptoms, not realizing that those symptoms were the very things that I needed to know about. They were information. And if you cover up the information, then you don't necessarily know what could be wrong. And so those are vital tools that I use. I look at symptoms, but not for diagnosis,
you know,
or
it's,
treatment.
It's funny that you said that, Ava, because I always tell, no matter what, I mean, whenever I do that podcast where I have clients, and I'm sure you heard me say that, I always tell even my listeners, don't just look at the symptoms, but you need to look at the roots. The roots of the that create those symptoms, because if you only treat the symptoms without looking at the root, the system will come back with a vengeance.
Yeah, it tends to get worse. It's that avalanche I was talking about. So it starts out with a really small thing that turns into some big life-changing issue. And that's what happened to me, because I kept ignoring it. So I was like, what is the question earlier? Well, what does it look like when we're getting chronically fatigued? It's when things are getting worse and worse no matter what you do. You go to the doctors, you ask for help, you go to the endocrinologist, and they tell you, oh, you know, it's your thyroid. That was my case. Oh, here's a pill. You're going to have to be on this for life. Here's some Synthroid. I'm not on
it. I know. I went through that.
So
I know. Yeah. Went through that myself.
I talk to a lot of people who have been through that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to my endocrinologist right now. Oh, I'm going to go get my blood drawn so that I can see what's going on in my blood. And I'm like, there is a much bigger picture. We need to see what's going on at the gland level. We need to see, yes, what's going on in the blood level, but we also need to see what's going on at the cellular level. And the only way I know how to do all of that and see it clearly is using nutritional balancing and hair mineral analysis. So, yeah, that's the only thing that has helped me in the long run.
Wow. And just for our listeners that are just joining, this is Reinvent Yourself to Greatness with Sahar. And our guest today is Coach Eva Venari. And we are discussing fatigue and how to stop being tired of being tired. Coach Eva, before we go into solutions and leave our listener with some nuggets of wisdom from you. I hear a lot, and I see it actually, that people, when they wake up and they can't really like open their eyes or move, they say, oh, I know what to do. I'm just going to get a couple of mugs of coffee, black coffee. It will take care of me. And then when I feel like I'm losing my energy during the day, I'll just pop in like 5-hour energy drink or a Red Bull drink and I should be okay. What is your comment on that?
Oh, my God, please stop. No, it's one thing to have one cup of coffee because you enjoy it, or maybe if you eat an afternoon little pep, but it's this constant whip on our adrenals. And we think that, you know, if we have a sugar to give us a rush, or we have a coffee or a Red Bull to give us through that next 20 minutes, that we're going to go back to some sort of baseline. And it's not true. What happens is the body uses more energy than to overcome that huge rush of adrenaline that it just had to deal with. And you actually become a little bit more tired, and it just becomes compounded. So it's not necessarily an okay thing to keep doing over and over again. And it can cause, they even said this with 5-hour energy drinks, they're having problems with people having heart attacks from it. You know, that should say something.
Wow.
Let's,
so we are actually not doing ourselves any favor by doing that.
No, not at all. And adrenal burnout is one of the hardest. Well, and what I do, it takes a couple of years to get back to a nice, a balanced system. When it comes to adrenal burnout, add another year. So you're just adding more time in recovery whenever we think that it's okay to take an additional 3 or 4 or 5 cups of coffee. And I do know people that do that. They stand in line at Starbucks, or they go and, you know, at work, and they're filling up that coffee cup many, many times getting through the day. And it's just, it's killing you slowly. Yeah.
Eva, do you mind explaining a little bit for people that don't know exactly the definition of adrenal burnout? What does it mean? Maybe they know it. I mean, they feel it, or they look at the symptoms, but they don't know that this is how you call it. Can you explain a little bit what that is?
Well, so if you're thinking about, I'm trying to figure out, do I want to get into the biology of it? And I don't necessarily want to do that. I think this would be more about the symptoms that you might be experiencing if you have adrenal burnout.
Mm-hmm.
This is when, so imagine that you are trying to cross the street and you see that there's a car that's turned the corner and he's, you know, coming up on you. If your first thought is, he'll stop, you've got adrenal burnout because if you didn't, you would be alarmed. The adrenal would be pumping adrenaline through your body and you would leap to get out of the way because you would feel fear. So if you've become yourself almost deadened to the stimulus around you, to get yourself to safe places, then you know that's a good sign. That's not just being complacent. That's you're physically impaired. That gives you an idea of what that feels like.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, does that help?
It's amazing. I'm like hearing stuff and I'm like, oh my God. I'm sure you know the answer to that, but do you think we can stop this cycle somehow, or we can really stop fatigue, or at least limit fatigue? I mean, it's a normal body function to be fatigued if we really worked hard or did physical work or mental work, or we've been like into an emotional heart cycle or something, you know, or we didn't sleep enough, or we overdid it with alcohol on the weekend. But when it becomes tired and every day, oh, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm tired. You know, and it becomes like everyday thing. Do you think we can stop that?
Yeah, I do. And a lot of times it's the simple little everyday things that we can do. But here's the thing. We put a judgment on the answer. So a lot of times we know intuitively, we're smart individually, we know that we're working too hard, we know that it's normal to work a full day and then feel like, oh, it's time for a little afternoon nap, wouldn't that be nice, but we don't take it. So there's a lot of things. We don't get up and walk around between our meetings and make sure that we get exercise and sunshine and all these little things that we could do, but we don't do them because we think, ah, we're invincible, ah, we can deal with it, ah, I'll get a cup of coffee, you know. And so, yeah, there are little things that we can do, but we decide in that very moment not to do it because it's either inconvenient, too difficult, or doesn't matter. And really, it does. If we make that decision to go ahead and do that little thing that we know that we could do to feel better, then it can help. It's not going to be overnight, but if we change little habits every day, it can definitely help in a more that accumulative way. It'll help over time. Does that make sense?
That's good. That brings me to my next question. What are some things that we can do today to feel more energy or to feel less tired or less fatigue?
Sure. Like the number one thing I talk about all the time and people who talk to me, they know it's water. Staying hydrated. If we do not have enough of good quality water in our system, it slows us down. Our blood becomes like sludge, you know. And it's not so much the drinking of the water with our food. It's making sure that we drink it outside of our food. That's a whole another conversation about digestion and how well that our body absorbs the minerals and, you know, everything starts with digestion. So, yeah, staying hydrated with good quality water, and I suggest spring water or carbon-filtered water only, those two, they are really good at hydrating our bodies. Yeah, so that's an amazing thing that we can do.
And you said drink the water not with your meal, but before your meal. Like how long before a meal?
I recommend between a half hour and an hour before you actually have food. Because when you drink with your food, you know, your body's busy creating all those wonderful enzymes to break down the food so that your intestines can absorb the minerals and vitamins. But as soon as we add a lot of water to our food, now we're diluting the digestive juices, and they become less effective. And people, you know, they get a little burp, and maybe they'll take a Tums or an antacid of some kind, thinking that, oh, I have too much acid. But it's the opposite, you know. So if we're creating gas or having indigestion of any kind, it's because the digestion isn't happening well enough.
I see.
So it's
okay, and this might be
mercy.
Maybe what we're talking about, but I also have a question. When we work out and we sweat a lot, do you suggest that we keep drinking while we're working out or after we work out?
I suppose if you get a dry mouth while you're working out, it's a good idea to have water available. I wouldn't drink to the point of having a full stomach because that can be uncomfortable. It'll feel like you swallowed a rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think it's a good idea to have some water while you're working out, sure. I do that.
Great. Okay, so you shared with us the basic, that this is the big thing, to be hydrated, and it can help ease our tiredness. What other things that we can do or we can look for to minimize our tiredness or our fatigue that you would suggest?
Sure. A lot of it is routine. So our body responds really well to getting up at the same time every morning, going to sleep at the same time every night. And people hear that from me and they're like, oh, Eva, what are you, from the 1950s? Yeah, because it worked. If we get up with the sun and we go to sleep, you know, shortly after the sun goes down, then we know that we're putting ourselves into the rhythm of the planet. We're kind of plugging into that. And we used to, in ancient times, of course, sleep in, you know, little pits that we, you know, made for ourselves, and we were able to connect then with the earth. But we went to sleep with the sun going down, and we got up with the sun coming back up again. And if we plug back into those natural rhythms, even, yes, on Saturday, and even, yes, on Sunday, then we'll notice a more regular pattern in our body's ability to rejuvenate and then wake up more refreshed. So that's a helpful thing right there.
How many hours minimum you would say that we need to sleep every night? Between what numbers? I mean, 6, 7, 5, 7?
Oh, no, that's way too little. I recommend to my clients between 8 and 10 hours of sleep, because most people are sleep deprived and they have to kind of build up, you know, they need to make up for some of it. And their bodies need more time to rejuvenate when they're going through a healing program like this.
Wow,
it seems
8 to 10
lot,
hours.
But it's needed. Yeah, 8 to 10 hours.
What will be your answer if someone tells you, oh, I don't have time for that?
Eventually, the pain will overcome their pleasure of not having time for that, and they will be forced to make time for that. In my experience, when I became chronically fatigued and I kept saying, I don't have time for that, I don't have time for that, I'm raising 2 girls, I don't have time for that, I got a full-time job, I don't have time for that, okay, I became so tired, I could not hold down a job anymore. I was sleeping for 17 hours a day because my body wouldn't let me do anything else. I remember moments of time when my girls were very, very little, 6, 7 years old and younger, and I could not get myself up off the couch to tuck them in bed at night.
Wow.
So the pain finally overcame my pleasure to not make time. Do not let, I recommend not letting yourself get to that level, but some people have to.
Like, you know, I look at us, the fearless womanpreneurs. We work and work and work and work, and we work long hours, and we hardly sleep because we have so much to achieve. So you would actually, yeah, you're actually basically telling me to slow down, to speed up. Is that what I'm hearing?
You got it. You got it. Because there's almost like a time condenses a little bit when we feel good, and we get more done in a less amount of time, and we somehow, I don't know if it's we're channeling some sort of great energy that says, you know, we get really clear, and when we feel good, it shows, you know, we're more charismatic, we're more able to engage, we're more present with the people that we're near, you know, that we're loving, and that we have, you know, across from us at the meeting, we're paying attention to things better. So, yeah, sleep more so that you can rest, rejuvenate, and be present. Absolutely. That makes sense.
Wow. Okay, so we talked about hydration, and you mentioned spring water is the better kind, and you mentioned, yes, about sleep. What else can,
yeah,
we do?
So other thing is people spend way too much time not breathing well enough. You know, I think it's been in the news. People talk about it as a buzzword, but it's a buzzword in this case for a reason. Deep breathing, it really works. And so what does that look like? So I just practice something where I breathe, I let the lungs expand fully, and that might take 4 or 5 seconds. I hold it for a few seconds, and then I let it out. And when you deep breathe all the way into, if you imagine you're breathing into your belly button, you know, most people breathe up at their chest level. So if we breathe all the way down into our belly button, it's a different kind of breathing. And when we bring the oxygen into our lungs like that and hold it for a few seconds before letting it out, it oxygenates the blood. And we're getting more oxygen to our brain. Now we have more clarity, right? Now we can think a little bit better. Now we're being more present again. So all of these things kind of lead to the same road. And if we can combine all of them, you know, that really helps. So getting that sleep, deep breathing, drinking your water, getting up, and here's another one, sunshine. How many of us don't see the sun throughout the day because we're in a cubicle or because we just don't leave the office because we're working so many hours? We get into work maybe before the sun really comes up, or it's in our eyes while we're driving to work, but that's it. And if we spent a little bit of time outdoors breathing, if we can find some fresh air in LA, breathing some clean air, wherever we are, then that would be helpful, you know? So that's another thing that can give us energy, the sun. Yeah.
Wow. Are you people listening? Does any of this symptoms that we have been talking about today sounds like something that you're feeling? You can go to Ava's website, to subscribe to her newsletter, www.selfnutritiononline.com. www.selfnutritiononline.com. Okay, so Ava, we said dehydration, we said the sleep, look at the sun, not really depend on Red Bull, and deep breathing. I usually do my deep breathing 4 counts in, 4 counts hold, and 8 counts out. Does that sound right?
I think that's one of the many versions out there. Yeah, there's something to repeating that pattern. So you can do it once, right? So that does, it's just like doing a stretch once. It does something for the first time, but imagine when you repeat it, the muscles will, you know, lengthen and you can get a deeper stretch. So same thing with breathing. It's the repeating of it. So you're breathing in and then breathing out for a count. Maybe that adds up to, what is that, 12 seconds or so? If you can repeat it, there's science now that's supporting a higher connection to our consciousness if we can repeat this for as long as 70 seconds. So it's continue the cycle until it adds up to about 70 seconds. And this allows for healing. It puts us into a state of this body, the body goes into a natural state of allowing healing.
Wow. Okay, I always hear something saying that you need to get rid of the toxins through your skins. So what does that mean, or how can we do that?
But through the skin and nasal passages are the first parts of the body that the system tries to push the toxins out through. So the best way to do that is sauna, and that's been around for, I don't know, thousands of years now, right? The Romans did
sauna
it. Sauna therapy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
wow.
there's a one in particular that I really love, and it's called near infrared sauna. And not only does it increase your blood flow and increases circulation, and it shunts that stagnant blood from the core of your body, from, you know, parts that don't necessarily get turned over very often with the blood. So it enables better circulation from the core of the body and then shunts it to the surface of the skin. And that just means, that shunting just means that it's activating the skin so that toxins can be sweated out through it. And over time, this does. It helps with circulation. It helps with inflammation throughout the body. And everybody, it's another buzzword that's been everywhere, is inflammation. You know, all that is the body doesn't have a way to get rid of the toxins, really. You know, the more that we can calm the body down, the better. Yeah. So it helps with infections. It helps with mood. That's a big one. If you can get yourself feeling good. Yeah.
Ava, before we kind of wrap up today's session and ask you for your nuggets of wisdom, we talked a few times before about supplements. What does that mean?
So when I think about, you know, nutritional balancing is based on a hair analysis of your hair. So what we want to do is to be able to take the information in that hair test and convert that into a supplement program. And the supplement is, I mean, we're talking about minerals, vitamins. We're not talking about herbs. We're not talking about, you know, drinks or anything. We're talking about these minerals would normally be in our foods, but because of the way that we process our foods today and what we're exposed to with the levels of, you know, the minerals aren't in our soil anymore. That means they're not getting into our food, which means it's not getting into our bodies. So we have to supplement them. Well, there are different kinds of supplements, and I think that there's a lot of mistrust in the supplement industry because it's not been well regulated. But if you, the idea is to use very specific and well-regulated supplements, which is, you know, I found some products that work really well. And it's the idea of making sure that you're getting the right kind of supplements in the right relationship to each other. So it's the ratios of those minerals that matter. And also, it's the right delivery. So a lot of supplements, especially the stuff you can get at the grocery store, that, oh, I have this multivitamin, and you take it every day and you think it's doing something. But it's, if it's only delivering to the cells and not to the storage area of the body, that's not going to make as much of an impact. And so what we're working with the supplements on the program is very targeted, specific supplements to help with the storage areas that give you more energy, and that more energy allows for healing.
And you do that, your program of hair analysis, you actually do that. You help people finding what they are deprived of in their bodies and what kind of supplements they need through hair analysis that you do.
Right, exactly. So it's not so much what we're deprived of, it's how the body is having to overcome whatever those imbalances are that we've had to deal with since we were born. Because remember, they were passed from our mother to us in the womb, and now we spent our whole life overcoming them. And so if we can correct all of that, then we can get ourselves to a nice foundation and feel good again. Or in my
Can
case,
you share your phone number again,
time.
Please, Eva?
Sure.
Can you share your phone number again?
Yes, it's 408-800-7353.
Okay, and I know that you're having an event coming up by the end of the month. You want to share some of this information with us?
Sure. One of the things, my goal is to empower people so that they feel like they have access to wonderful practitioners. I cannot be the end-all, be-all. I'm not a chiropractor. You know, I'm not a massage therapist. I don't make my own products that are all natural, but I know people who do all of those things. And so I work together with those individuals to bring what I call the petite retreat to different places all over Southern California. And my next one coming up is going to be in Riverside. And we're introducing a new product line called BV, Natural Skincare Products. And I'm going to be talking about how looking good on the outside is fantastic. But if you can add to it the nutritional balancing and natural detox, then you can use from the inside as well. And that's going to be happening April 22nd. Again, it's in Riverside. And it's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And that's going to be a lot of fun.
And if the listeners want to have more information, where do they go and get more information?
Oh, on that homepage, if you go to the hairanalysisforhealth.com, the bottom of the page is going to be a picture of a flower. It'll say Petite Retreat. Click on that, and you'll find tickets to go there.
Okay, so Eva, it has been a pleasure, but also before, I'm not going to let you go that easy. I want to ask you if you have
yes.
any part gifts. You know me by now.
Yes,
any part gifts for our listeners today?
I do indeed. I have a free ebook. So again, if you go to the hairanalysisforhealth.com, that ebook is going to be. If you sign up for the newsletter, it automatically comes to you, and it's called 5 Diet Mistakes That Keep Us Fat. And so in correcting some basic things we can do, just raising awareness again, it's these little things that we may don't know that we're doing. It'll help fixing the fat. We're constantly losing those 5-10 pounds over and over again, right? So this will stop that cycle.
Wow. 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 I'm blown away by today's podcast, and I'm sure that our listeners really, really enjoyed it. So, Eva, I would ask you for the last time to repeat your phone number, please, for our listeners.
Yes, and I'll give it twice because I know you want it. It's 408-800-7353. That's 408-800-7353.
Great. And again, we are in the last few minutes of our podcast today. If you have any questions and you want to call in, is 215-383-3736, 215-383-3736. Or you can leave a comment on the podcast here. You can, you want to share your email address, Eva?
Sure. Absolutely. You can get a hold of me at Eva, that's E-V-A, at selfnc.com. I'll spell that out as S as in supplement, E as in environment, L as in lifestyle, F as in food, N as in nutrition, C as in counselor.com.
And I can't thank really Coach Eva enough. And before we leave and before we end the podcast today, I want to give you a little bit, you know, I have decided to invite as many womanpreneurs to the podcast as we can. So our next week podcast will be with a great womanpreneur and a great woman and a good friend of mine, Carol Kochova, who is a broker and CEO of Koch Property. She is a former reserve sergeant, the Sharif Department here in Los Angeles. She is also the director at the Burbank Association and for Realtors, and she is the director at the Los Angeles Boards of Realtors. She's a real estate. She is a certified coach and trainer. And the subject of our podcast will be about her own program and passion that is called Educating Our Heroes in Today's Real Estate Market and Saving Them Money. Educating Our Heroes in Today's Real Estate Market and Saving Them Money. Eva, it has been such a pleasure, and you added so much light to whoever is going to be listening to this podcast. As I always say, we all have a light inside of us. And all of us as women, as womenpreneur, we should empower each other and pull each other up. There is always a piece of the pie for each one of us. And the only way we can achieve a cumulative success is by helping each other, by reaching to each other, and be the light in people's life. Eva, thank you very much.
Thank you. No, this has been such a pleasure. What great fun.
Thank you, thank you. And again, Eva's website is www.hairanalysisforhealth.com. My name is Sahar Andradi. I had the pleasure to be your host and interview Coach Eva Venari today about stop fatigue and burnout. You can reach me at info@reinventyourselftogreatness.com, and you can subscribe to our newsletter and podcast at www.reinventyourselftogreatness.com. You are the light. Be the light to other people. Get enlightened the life around you. You have it. You have so much potential. Share your potential with others. It's unfair to keep it just for yourself. Go out and be the light. I'm out. Bye for now.